And I think that's one of the real values of technology out there. Whereas when I would go in college and take a lesson from Wayne, even the one I bounced a check for, and then bought some beer with the money instead. So in between lessons, I was on my own. But now I'm not necessarily on my own.
Coop, how about a little staking?
You know, I'm pretty well convinced that staking and some Dew Sweeper TV is all you need to play better golf.
Follow me and Coop. Get you a staycay. Mm-hmm. Come over to Dew Sweeper TV and let's get your game better.
Get better.
Cheers, Coop.
All right. Welcome to my local watering hole. I got to drag Justin Parsons down here. He's down here in Palm Beach Gardens with me at Hurricane Bar and Wings. Say hi. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, anyways, my local watering hole, we thought we'd do this to kick off the year. Happy 2026, JP.
Make it a good one.
Let's make it a good one. Jackson, Wayno, good to have y'all on. Thought we'd do this edition of Golf Coach Development, Tour Coach, all together to kick off the year. JP, what do you want to talk about?
Well, it's funny. At the beginning of the year, you got the PGA Show coming up. We have at the end of the year, from my perspective, a little bit of time to reflect on some good performances, some, you know, people struggling. You know, we talked about that a little bit. Some new technologies, some things that we've been working on. And I think, you know, for those guys coming out and looking at it, like, always making sure you're true to yourself, making sure that you go back to basics whilst you integrate. Like, I've been using Sportbox a little bit.
Me too.
I've been using some different bits and pieces of technology at the golf school, because I've been at the golf school at Sea Island an awful lot more, using force plates an awful lot more. And, you know, you were telling me a story about, you know, whenever that you went through this with some TrackMan stuff, and felt like your teaching got worse.
Probably some of my students would tell you that.
So you went through some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a new time of year, and it's a tradition unlike any other, really, that Wayne and I walk around the PGA Show and look at all the technology. And before I get into the technology, if you're going to the PGA Show and you're in the golf business, don't wear white shoes, golf shoes, and a visor and a glove in your back pocket walking around the convention center, because I'm going to make fun of you. But anyways, because I see it every year. But, you know, I think it's – you see all that technology, buy technology, which is great. And I think that I'm like everybody else. I get it. And then I think I rush or try to fit it in everything that I do. And I've had situations where – you know, I've lost a player and they went to somebody that used a lot of TrackMan back when TrackMan was new. And then I tried to do that. I've been open about that. And then I became worse at what I did. And I was Nate Hargrove, who Golf Live, who they're a big part of what we do. I was talking with them earlier and about, like, you got to be authentic and you have to be yourself. You can't change who you are as a teacher just because of new fans. And I think that's like a good thing at the start of the year, is there's fads in teaching that come and go. But to me, the best teachers that I've been around stay true to what they believe in. That doesn't mean they don't evolve. Doesn't mean they're not getting better.
Yeah.
But they don't jump around from fad to fad or thing.
I would say further to the things that I've done with new technology. You know, I started using myself as a guinea pig an awful lot on force plates, trying to, like, push the floor around an awful lot, trying to figure out, like how do I create a fade from this position? How do I trigger pressure from this position? So, like, don't be afraid when you're getting into it. Like, use yourself as a guinea pig. Maybe try and find some players, some guys who are willing to, you know, 10 handicappers, 12 handicappers who are, like, really into golf. To experiment on, make them understand that that's going to be an experiment. I use myself an awful lot.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I've tried to work on that, on the force plate stuff, and use Sportbox a little bit before my own golf swing. Maybe still call it a golf swing. Trying to figure out, like, I understand backswing triggering a lot better. I understand.
I've got one slot at my retreat this weekend if you want to go.
But you know, and I think that's definitely helped me a little bit to really use myself as a bit of a guinea pig. I don't think it always helps your golf an awful lot, but I do think it's helped me to figure an awful lot of things out on my own terms, and then figure out, like, how do I insert little pieces of this into the golf instruction experience, and that's. You know, that's been something that's helped me an awful lot.
Jackson, and then we'll turn it to Wayne. Jackson, what are you looking forward to the first of the year? What are you adding to what you do? How are you evaluating what you did last year and heading into it? And then we'll go to Wayne.
Yeah, I think for day-to-day stuff, it was pretty good last year. But continuing to stay proactive, just as far as stuff at the club, because club's super busy, and obviously, like, two kids at home, so the whole balance aspect is still one that I'm trying to figure out and haven't. I don't think I've done great at, but a little bit more travel this year that I'm looking forward to. Like, obviously, we'll be out there hanging out with you, watching Emilio play. So, I think. Trying to look at it as a huge learning experience. Like, obviously I've had the pleasure of being out there on tour some, but not to this extent. So gonna just honestly try to watch and observe, not like masses, but a couple individual people, and just see if what I can pick up from them and continue to develop some relationships, and, like, honestly just pick people's brains and about questions that come along the way. That's a big thing for me this year, I think.
Wayno?
Well, you know, I mean, I you've known me a long time, T. I mean, when it comes down to winter time, I mean, I try to hang out with the family a little bit, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and, you know, do all that kind of stuff, and, you know, kind of look back at the year and reflect on, you know, how have I done? You know, what have I done? Did I do any good? Last year was a little bit different because I got back into traveling a little bit more. You know, I had to take a little bit of time off from being on the road because of family stuff, you know, for a couple of years. And, you know, it was fun getting back out there and doing stuff. And, you know, I'm going to see you tomorrow. And, you know, I look forward to doing it again. And, you know, I think back to the technology stuff, you know, I was talking the other day and somebody was talking to me about all this technology and, you know, we need to get more and more and more. And I said, well, I mean, we can get all this stuff, but I don't have anywhere to put it, you know? I mean, I'm just at a driving range. I don't have a building and things like that. And the guy I was talking to, I taught him for a number of years. And, you know, so we were just kind of trading back and forth ideas. And he said, you know, he said that's not who you are. You know, I mean, I said, but I'd like to do that. But he said, you know, that's not what you're all about. You know, you've always been a good teacher. You teach golf and you try to help the people standing in front of you. You don't rely on that. And, you know, I took that a little bit as a compliment because, you know, I have not, you know, just dove into technology and stuff like that. I've always tried to help the person that's sitting right in front of me, you know, but am I interested? Absolutely. I think that stuff is really great. And, you know, I can't wait to spend a good day with you at the show next week and look at all that stuff like we do every year and, you know, have a good dinner when it's over with. So, you know, I think this is a good time for teachers, you know, to do some self-reflecting. And I've tried to talk to a couple of the young guys that I'm trying to help, you know, like we all are, right? And try to get them motivated to do better in 2026. And, you know, come on, it's time to grow up and it's time to, you know, it's time to take on more responsibility. It's time to get better at our craft. You know, I mean, it's time to push ourselves forward. I think that, you know, we all need to do that. Take good looks at ourselves and move on from there.
I think one of the things I'm looking forward to doing is trying to, obviously over the last year, I know you and I joke about it and you make fun of me a little bit, but, like, I put out more content, right? And I'm looking forward to doing more of the stuff using some of the technology that's out there. I've done really well I think with like technology in the building, like I've had for a good bit, I've had a swing cat, I've had Foresight, all of that, and Bushnell and done great with it, and now Sportsbox. But I haven't done great with using an interface with the students that lets me stay more connected with them. One of the things I'm kind of excited about is some of the stuff with Golf Live, with being able to do a little more FaceTime lessons where it's scheduled and people can set that up, as well as put some of our content out there that people have access to. I think to me, that's one of the things that I'm going to try to do better with this year. I always look at things I'm trying to do better for my students. And I think it's to have more of the stuff we do out there that's available for them to watch and download, along with more of an organized ability for those people that, look, as we get kind of known or whatever, people want to be able to send you videos and stuff. And if you don't organize it and you don't have a way people can kind of interface with you, it gets hard to keep up with and do professionally. So that's one of the things I'm kind of looking for is, obviously I've started using Golf Live a bunch this past year, and Nate, those folks have been great to us, but like trying to be able to find a more organized way to put my stuff out there, as well as have a more organized way that's easier to interface with the student that can't come see me every day or every week.
I think you're right. I think that really becomes your greatest marketing tool, you know, and even younger teachers that, you know, they're not maybe being looked for on social media the way
right.
you might be looking. But at least then you can continue to interact with your students or flip little videos to them and make sure that you're kind of at the forefront. Like if they want to book a golf lesson, you're the person that they're going to look for. So I think Golf Live are doing a great job with that. I mean, I've always said that being one-on-one with a student from the turf, hitting a shot, seeing the ball flight, hearing the strike.
That's never going to go away.
I don't think it's ever going to go away. And I sometimes thought to myself, like, is online 30% or is it 40%? And I think some of these platforms are now making it like closer to like 40-50%, almost like feeling like you're in the room, you know, from living overseas for so many years, being able to speak to my mom and dad and brother and stuff on FaceTime. It's better than speaking on the phone.
Right.
So things are changing and things are morphing. And I think, you know, to your point, like, you know, Golf Live and some of those other platforms are allowing us to start to move in that kind of direction. I still don't think it's going to be a complete substitute, but the ability to stay in touch with your students and then give them some offline, online instruction, I think can be very helpful.
Well, one thing for me that, like, I've kind of been forced to try to figure it out, and it's why I went this direction, was, like, Shubi is full Asian Tour status, and he, you know, he's from India, played at South Florida. We've done a lot of good work, I think, and then he's gone, and he's in India playing, and he's in a full Asian Tour status, and he's going to come over here two times a year, three times a year. But like, it's way easier to have a platform that he can send videos, keep records. So like, one of the reasons I went into this is to not only anybody can reach me, but really react, like really help coach like the international player, which I guess is what's crazy about golf has just become global. Like it used to be when I came up, Wayne, working with you as a college kid or working for Hank Early or Mark Wood when I was in high school, like you saw the best guy in your area, right? Like you saw the best guy in your town.
Yeah.
Maybe a guy you could drive with. But now, like I think players come work with you and they may go travel around the world playing, or people from around the world may have an interest in learning from somebody they've seen something about. And I think that's the cool thing. I've been pretty slow getting into that. I tried Skillist a little bit. I didn't enjoy it a whole lot. I've gotten into this now and I kind of enjoy it more. Maybe it's because I got players playing over.
I would say a note of caution with that. It's very easy to, like if I was 24, 25 years old, like starting on my journey teaching, it'd be very easy for me to think, like, if I just do all the online stuff, I can create such a brand for myself. you've actually still got to get in front of people, teach golf to people,
right,
to get good at teaching golf. And we're fortunate that we've been through all that. We're obviously still very young, handsome men.
I'd agree with all of that, to be honest.
So, I think for the younger teachers, like, make sure you've got to get out there teaching golf. You've got to be in front of people. You've got to be figuring out how to sometimes get the ball in the air, make better contact, hit better shots. Then add that little piece to your arsenal as you go along. I think that's probably where you're going to find it.
I think a real piece of development, would love you all of y'all's comments on this, is you can use technology to help keep people on their program and their plan, right? Like it shouldn't replace the time with Wayne or the time with Jackson or the time with you on the team, but it should help us coach them better along the path when they can't be in front of you. And I think that's one of the real values of technology out there. Whereas when I would go in college and take a lesson from Wayne, even the one I bounced a check for, and then bought some beer with the money instead. But you know, in between lessons, I was on my own. But now I'm not necessarily on my own.
Well, Tony, there's no question that it's so much better now. I mean, you've watched me as close as 10 years ago, teach all those guys that were over in Asia. You know, I had 3, 4, 5 guys over there at the same time. And, you know, it wasn't quite the tour that it is now, but they were still over there trying to play for a living. And it was dang near next to impossible back then to stay in touch and keep them on their program. And, you know, I still help that young man that I've helped for a while over in South Africa. And it's so much easier now than it was then. And I think the technology's getting more and more and more in our favor to help people worldwide when we're not standing right in front of them. I agree that there's nothing that takes the place of them being at your place or you being with them at a great facility. But, you know, it's getting so much easier now to take care of them. And I couldn't agree with JP more. For the young guys, get out there and teach as much golf as you possibly can and figure out how to make the person standing in front of you hit it better, hit it higher, hit a draw, hit a fade, whatever they need to learn how to do. Help them do that, because that's what really is going to help them develop, you know, their skills to get to where they can help people, you know, with the technology that's out there and available to us all now.
Jackson, you got any comments? Throw us something good.
Something good? I don't know. I feel like with all the technology out there, it's also good to figure out, like, which one is a scalpel for somebody that, like, kind of cuts in the right place.
Wow. Good analogy there.
And you. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
You must have read that on golf.com this morning or something.
Yeah.
Come on, Jackson.
Yeah, that's right. But no, I also think it's good to continue to apply the tech to the person instead of the person to the tech. Like, that was one of my big learning curves this past year, I think, with Swing Catalyst. I went down a couple rabbit holes learning on my own, and like, I've just got a player in mind, and like, I think I texted you about it a couple weeks back, like whatever they talk about when they want peak verticals, and I had a player and his peak verticals would have been late, right, for what they said. And we started working on it, and this friggin' golf ball just started going right. And as soon as the verticals started going later, it started going straighter, and he hit it better and had a great finish to the season, right? So I think it's better to learn the player through some of that technology, you know, and use it that way instead of the other way. So continuing to do more of that.
JP, how do you match technology and the information with the player? Because that's a great point, Jackson. I'll give you credit. That's a good one there. How do you match that?
You know, Butch always said to me, the better the player, the less deep into the golf swing you need to get. To some degree, you can alter a setup position to
write that down. That was a good one.
If you can alter a setup position to create more efficiency, that would be fantastic. If you can also alter a triggering to create more efficiency, that would be even better. But then if you have to start to like tell them what to do in the downswing and stuff, like I think it gets a little bit murky at that point. So like I'm always trying to go, you know, back a second or a second and a half and try and create a change, then like go forward a second and a half to create a change. And I know you can create a change with the shape of a follow through or something like that. But you know, with certainly from my perspective with really good players, like looking at it from an efficiency standpoint, like how does the, you know, how are things arranged at the start? How does the car start? Like how do we start the mechanism? And then if you can help them understand some things, integrate that with their fitness programs, protocols, you know, then I think it can be helpful. I think if you get too far down the road of like trying to do too much downswing stuff, I think it can be a little bit different.
Reminds me of one of the times I observed out there, and you're just sitting there observing, right? And it was the same basic information. And he said, like, with a good player, fix it before they get to the fucking top, right? Like, that's what he said, right? You fix it, it's set up before they get to the top. Yeah. They'll figure out how the heck to get to the ball from there. And I think that's really good advice for people. You got somebody that's a good athlete or a pretty good player.
Yeah, I think even with, I don't know, I mean, I think even with not great athletes, I think if the triggering mechanism is good and the loading patterns are good, there's only so many ways you can screw it up from there.
I could find it.
Maybe I did.
You didn't see me play 9 holes last week. No, I didn't know. It was brutal. I need a Wayne Flint lesson. But
let's go. Let's go, team.
When you have the traveling mulligan in downtown. But anyways, Jackson, we got any other comments, any questions?
No, I can if anybody does have any questions, feel free to shoot them over in the chat. I can get it in front of the panel.
Jackson, you got anything you want to talk about?
What'd you do really good last year, T-ball?
Nothing. I don't know what I did good last year. I think I did really good taking care.
Took care of your fitness, your body better. You had that health thing and you took care of yourself.
I did do better with myself. I think the thing I'm focusing on most this year is trying not to slow down, but be a little more organized and not run ragged as much. But I think the thing I'm most proud of I think I did a good job last year was, I think I did a really good job with most of my guys playing where we stayed on target all year. I didn't feel like I had other years. I don't know if you've ever had this, JP, but like where I had one or two guys where I felt like somewhere mid-year we kind of chased or wandered a little bit. And I, like, not everybody got where they wanted. Rick came super close to getting a card but didn't. Emilio got his card. Like David Perkins finished third or whatever on America's and moved up. Like I felt like the majority of the guys, the only one I felt like I didn't do as good a job with was with Andy on Live. I think I let it get a little sideways. But I think the environment made it harder for me. So, like, I feel like I did – I actually felt like 25 was – for me, I think I did pretty decent. What about you?
8 out of 10?
I might give it an 8.5. And I also drank some really good wine. What about you? What do you give yourself? Better than this carnivore. I don't normally drink.
I don't think that I would give myself an 8.5. You know, it's interesting. You know, I know people are interested here in our little perspective about it. We've got Live players and PJT players who are playing on elevated events, and some guys who are playing on some of the wonderful events that aren't elevated events. And I was very fortunate that a bunch of guys won in tournaments. I would say that I was unable to keep people right on programs that I would love them to have been on, but my time was stretched a wee bit, and I think I'm trying to do a better job this year and not being so stretched and sharing it up. Players who really want to learn and want to do, you know, want to do the most. And I, you know, I was pleased. I helped some younger players, Aldrich and Blades and Pisto, who's starting off in Hawaii tonight. And so working with some of these younger players has been a thrill for me, and hope you really well.
That's good. That's good. Jackson, what'd you do well last year? What are you looking to do this year? How would you rate yourself?
Compared to 2024, it was really good because I was back on the teaching tee a bunch compared to laying on the couch.
That's good.
So 25 was great. Like apart from coaching too, body's feeling a ton better. Like, you know, we're doing great there. I actually played some golf at the end of the year. Shout out to the Jingle Bell.
Yeah, by the way, he won the Jingle Bell. Yeah, sandbagging some.
Yeah, definitely sandbagged. And my partner's perfect. It was a good 25. Like I kind of said back about doing better. Also, I think improving some programming at the club to do some broader reach and tick more like group or repetitive stuff that also might free up some of my schedule at the same time. I'm copying you and doing some elite junior stuff that I stinking love, where we got some fitness and some competition and on course all in the same day. But I think continuing to do better programming at the club to free up some time. And then, I've got a couple like unchecked boxes from this past year on stuff that I want to learn a little bit more into. So just more on the biomechanical and fitness side, but it was a pretty good year. I'd say seven and a half.
Why no? To you, what do you want to? Well, how would you rate yourself for 25? And then I got one more question for everybody. I got a good one.
I think 25 was pretty good for me. I mean, I'm like Jackson. You know, I had a knee deal a couple of years ago that knocked me off my feet a little bit, and you know, I'm back. I wouldn't say I'm 100%, but I'm pretty good. You know, back on my feet, I can work all day and have no problems. And you know, my family's good. Everybody's healthy, and that's a blessing, you know. And, you know, I think I did a pretty good job with a couple young guys that I'm trying to help. And like I said earlier, it was great to get back traveling a little bit and being out there with you guys some. I felt like I was pretty organized with my people. I felt like I gave the right amount of lessons. I didn't get too overwhelmed where I, you know, was – you know, running through like cattle. You know, I felt like I did a good job with the amount of teaching I did, which let me teach a little bit better when I did, you know, when I was teaching. But I still had a great year, a lot of volume, and, you know, it was a nice year for me. So I think I did good on the family side of things, you know, taking care of my personal stuff and keeping myself organized. You know, I still had a few times where I was running with my hair on fire, and you know, I'm probably
you don't not have really any hair.
I know that much hair cool. left, but I'm probably not really good when I get like that. So, you know, I try to keep myself a little more organized. Right, tech, so. I've got a couple things I want to get better at. I thought I was going to do that last year, but I failed miserably. So I give myself a 2 on that. But other than that, I think I was a 7 or 8, pretty good.
All right, so one last question. I kind of forgot it, but all right. What's your big goal to get better at this year? What's the one thing you'd like to get the most improved in your teaching this year for your students? I put you on the spot. By the way, he's got a haircut. He's kind of cleaned up his beard. He's got his glasses on. He's looking especially good tonight.
My appearance. I want to just clean up my appearance.
You've done it. You've done it. I don't always hang out with Irish people, but when I do, I like.
I would like to continue to figure out how the human body affects the dog's weight. You know, I've talked about, you know, like head stuff, diaphragm bits, shoulder bits. I would like to continue to figure that out and how postural tendencies, you know, whether the way you walk or how you get whenever you're annoyed with something, or how you get when you're really happy and you're doing things, how that all affects how it affects things when you travel. I would like to continue to figure that stuff out because I think that helps golfers at every level.
That's great. Jackson?
Yeah, similar. I've had a couple ideas for doing different assessments just to see a little bit about how people move or how they would create more power in like the three planes and how that would apply. So kind of figuring out my own assessment and with the person in front of me.
Love it. Bueno?
Oh, I'm for sure. You know, I mean, for sure trying to figure out how, you know, how to get people's bodies doing better. You know, I've learned so much with UT and, you know, your association with Kay Wayne and all that stuff. And, you know, I want to continue to try to go down that path. That's helped me a lot. And man, I wish I'd have known about it 20 years ago. You know, I just didn't. I'm going to continue to go down that path and try to spend as much time with you guys as I can.
This is good.
What about you?
What am I going to get better at this year?
Last year, JP, last year, he said, I need to be a bigger dick.
Tony.
If it's going to be that one, JP, I'm going to be down a few weeks from the transplant. But anyway, I did think, I mean, in all seriousness, I wanted to be harder on the people that work for me to drive them more. And I think Connor Luke should be on this, and he's not. So we're going to fire him for not, because I know he's not being. But I wanted to drive the people that work for me harder. I don't want to sound like I'm just repeating you, but like I spend so much time with Colby down here in Palm Beach and watching the way you get people's bodies to move and how you can train them to move in a pattern and train them to move in a plane and how they can transfer that more easily is fascinating to me. I had a young junior today came in from Atlanta for 2 days and was real funky out of the top. And just by having him do this punch and drill with a band out, he did like 10 of them and then hit a ball. And the next thing, the whole trace cleaned up on swing catalyst. I'm fascinated by can I figure out more ways to clean things up by giving them some sort of exercise? I would like to continue to, not only I'm very fortunate to be able to like work with Colby and use a lot of his stuff, but to continue to improve my understanding of why it works and why the body does some of that stuff.
Why it goes away?
Yeah,
fatigue and the muscles.
Right.
Yeah, you can make somebody really good in one lesson, and then they go away and they play.
Yeah, yeah, and I want to get better. I really want to get better at helping. I think I'm decent at coaching people and being a coach, but I want to get better at coaching my players and my serious students to develop and to stay on their program and understanding the process it takes to get better.
Yep.
Like I want to get better at being harder on the players that I'm close with and that I'm friends with and not always. Sometimes I think I get too close and I'm too much of a friend, and I want to get better at being a dick to the guys, Jackson, that I'm close to. Mark that down.
Got it.
That was it. That was pretty good off the cuff, wasn't it? Great rant. So anyways, Bueno, thanks as always. 2026 is going to be great.
Thank you guys, JP. I hope I see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Jackson, you always look like you're laying down when you talk to us. I don't even know what you're doing below the damn belt. What's going on? And everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We're going to have a great 2026. JP and I, we haven't even said this, but I'm going to commit for him. We're going to get more active and do a better job with golf coach development. We are. We fell off a little towards the end of the year because JP became big time and he kind of left himself. But it's okay. I'm not even worried about it. And we're going to do a good job here on the tour, Cody. Yes. So appreciate everybody hanging out.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's.